Education Sec. McMahon, Department could reverse girls' sports titles given to transgender males. By Olivia Rondo on June 19, 2025. Washington, D.C., U.S. Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon is putting her foot down on males and girls' sports, confirming that she will revoke funding from states that violate Title IX and potentially reverse titles while celebrating the 53rd anniversary of the landmark equality law. Speaking with an all-female group of reporters at the agency's headquarters on Wednesday to commemorate the anniversary, the Trump appointee said her Title IX Special Investigations Team, SIT, a joint task force with the Department of Justice, DOJ, is digging into issues brought into the spotlight by star athletes like Riley Gaines. "We've taken a very strong effort here at the Department of Education now to investigate and to look at these issues as they come to our attention, because I think it's just so important," McMahon, who co-founded Titan Sports Incorporated, which later became World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, said. Bringing up how Gaines was forced to compete against trans-identified male swimmer Leah Thomas at the 2022 NCAA Championships, the secretary went on to lament how women and girls who work and train and go to the Olympics spend all this hard-earned money and effort and time, then to just be bested, not in their own lane, in their own class, but just because there are guys that are competing against them. "I just think that's unfair." SIT investigations have already been opened in California, Pennsylvania, Maine, and Wyoming, the secretary said. Between 45 and 60 letters have been sent out to educational institutions on potential Title IX and Title VI, which prohibits racial discrimination, violations in government-funded schools. The SIT has also launched a formal Title IX investigation into the Minnesota Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League after a transgender softball pitcher dominated a girls' high school game, getting the team to the state championships for the first time. "If violations in certain states and schools are proven," McMahon said, "actions might even include titles being reversed that have been given to males." McMahon announced the SIT launch in April, issuing a stone-cold message to non-compliant schools. "To all the entities that continue to allow men to compete in women's sports and use women's intimate facilities, there's a new sheriff in town. We will not allow you to get away with denying women's civil rights any longer." The department's efforts are part of President Donald Trump's goals to secure women's sports nationwide, with his February 5 executive order calling to rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities, which results in the endangerment, humiliation, and silencing of women and girls and deprives them of privacy. "It shall also be the policy of the United States to oppose male competitive participation in women's sports more broadly, as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth," Trump wrote. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.